This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. If you haven't found it yet in the mailbox, it's on the way. The city is sending out property tax bills for businesses and homeowners. You'll find taxes are up again, 11% for schools and 4% for the city. The Oshkosh Common Council will discuss water tonight. First, there's a public hearing on a plan to improve the wastewater treatment plant over the next 20 years. In all, the cost is better than $250 million. The council will also review a nearly 7% increase in the city's stormwater utility rate. Last week, I told you a study by the Chamber of Commerce found that that rate has increased over 1,000% over the years and is overcharging residents along with business owners. In fact, the utility currently has $17 million in reserves. The city claims it needs to have much money cash on hand to get favorable interest rates for their loans in the future. Page two, earlier this year, the city went with a downtown-designated outdoor refreshment area. It's called Dora. It allowed people to roam from bar to bar with alcoholic beverages in hand. Now the Downtown Business Improvement District and others want the pilot program permanent. They'll ask the city to begin the program next April and keep it in place permanently. Kelly DeWitt, who barely lost last year in an attempt to get on the Oshkosh School Board, has announced her plans to run this spring for a spot on the board. Two Oshkosh homeless projects are asking for money from the American Rescue Plan Act. Both the Day by Day Warming Shelter and the Oshkosh Kids Foundation Tiny Home Village are asking for over $500,000 combined to help with their projects. The final night of the Oshkosh Fire Department Food and Toy Drive is this evening. Firefighters and Santa will be traveling through the Station 18 neighborhood. If you miss the drop-off tonight, you can drop off your donation at any firehouse. Meanwhile, in Florida this evening, former superintendent of Oshkosh Schools, Vicki Cartwright, may be getting her job back after being fired as the Broward County School Superintendent. I'm Bob Brunell. That's a look at what's newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.